Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Dharma. In this episode, we're going to be talking about ultimate reality and how it's different from our personal reality. The story that explores this is called Letting Go, and it comes from the book My Heart is a Golden Buddha, Buddhist Stories from Korea by Dharma Master Seon Daehun. And here is how the story goes. Long ago, in the high mountains of Korea, a traveler was making his way home along a mountain path. Clouds were drifting between the peaks, and the mountains seemed to vanish into nothingness, only to reappear moments later. At times, the clouds would close in and turn his world into just a few misty paces in front of him, with only sound of the river far below. It was all very beautiful in its own way, and his thoughts turned to his family. No longer paying much attention to the path before him, he stepped a little bit too far off the trail, and with a sickening crunch, the ground gave way under his feet. Toppling sideways into the abyss, he somehow managed to grab a tree root as he fell. Clinging to it, he tried to pull himself back up, but there was nothing above the root to grab onto. He was stuck there, hanging on the side of the cliff. The clouds had closed in again, and he couldn't see very far, but he heard the river and imagined the long fall to the rocks below. He gathered his strength and cried out with a wavering voice, "Help! Is anyone there? Can you please help me? I'm about to fall, and I really don't want to die." Incredibly, someone did call back, and it happened to be an elderly Buddhist nun who poked her head from above the cliff and saw him. "Oh, thank goodness. Please, pull me up. I'm about to fall," the man cried. "Well," the nun said, "I'm not strong enough." "But if you just let go, you'll be fine. The ground is right there before you." "Are you nuts?" he said. "I can hear the river. I'll be crushed on the rocks if I don't drown first. I can't survive this fall. Please just give me a hand." "No, really," she told him. "The ground is right below your feet. Just look down." And so the man took a painstaking glance down, but between the heavy fog and his panic, he couldn't see anything. "There's nothing there. What are you trying to do? Are you trying to kill me? Please just give me a hand." The nun's eyes, while patient and kind, narrowed slightly. "Now, I know you're in a tough situation, but listen," she said. "You asked me to save you, and now I'm trying. Set aside your fear and let go of that branch. You're just wearing yourself out, clinging and yelling like that. The ground is right before you. Please, please trust me." Now, even though he was in a very stressful mindset, the nun's words gave him a little bit of pause and a little bit of courage as well. He was still afraid of falling, but he felt just a bit less scared. "Oh, let go? I still can't see anything, but I can't hang here much longer anyways. My hands are wearing out, and so are my arms. Oh, well, you seem pretty confident that I'll be okay, so I'll just let go. And with that thought, the man closed his eyes, took a deep breath, and let go of the root that was keeping him afloat. And in the next instant, he hit the soft earth. The cliff he had been hanging on so desperately was only a few meters high. The whole time, his feet had been dangling just above the ground, unbeknownst to him, due to his fear and his feelings about falling. Now, the Sion Dharma Master Daehung talks about this and how what he really was clinging to wasn't just a tree root, because his clinging was so much more than just the fear of death. The clinging was also to all of the possessions, the desires, his disappointments, the love and concern for his family. Sometimes all of these attachments weigh us down in the sense that they just take up all the mental real estate in our minds. And as a result, we can't see what's right in front of us, as in this case, the floor that was underneath the man's feet, because he was taken and consumed by all the things happening in his life, all the feelings he had about his life, all the events and the anxieties he had about his life. He couldn't see what was right in front of him, which is the soft, safe earth, the possibility of letting go. Now, the truth is, it's a lot easier to talk about letting go than to actually do it, especially when it's wrapped up with your family, your children, your pride, your self-respect. But this letting go is so essential. It is the foundation of all spiritual practices. Personally, also, when I read the story, I think about how the personal reality is his fear. It's the sense of, if I let go, everything is over for me. But the ultimate reality is, if I let go, this is one moment in a lifetime of moments, and maybe another lifetime as well. What is the worst that can happen if I let go of what's bothering me, what's concerning me, what is fearful? What is the actual real consequence of letting go? The truth is, oftentimes, if we really let go of things peacefully in our hearts with love, there's no consequence. There are only gifts. When we let go of things that we feel are wearing us down, or making us tired, it's a sign that it's time to let go. And that in itself is the difference between our personal reality and our ultimate reality. In life, we are often told that letting go of people, of places, of experiences and things is the worst thing that we can do. But as a result of refusing to let go, we allow things to control us and to define us, often past their due date. And even though this is taxing for us, we still feel like that man who's clinging on for dear life. We believe that clinging on is the only source of our lives, and that by letting go, we're inviting death. But as the nun astutely observed here, death of certain experiences, letting go of things, is not a negative thing. In fact, by letting go, you're allowing yourself to just unburden all of those fears and anxieties that have gathered within you, as well as the attachments, and clearing your vision, clearing your path to somewhere else. Of course, it's not so easy to let go of things, but if we only cling to our personal reality at the present, it's hard to see our ultimate reality, which is the freedom that we have to take whatever pieces and whatever things we've ascribed as our identity, and to let go of that, to let that fade, to disappear into this peace, into greater happiness. Buddhism talks about so many things, but ultimately, when it comes to this life, if we just cling to our possessions, to our relationships, to the achievements we have or haven't done, if we just cling to the image of the life that we want, that personal reality will suffocate us, and we will always be unhappy chasing something that was never truly real to begin with. It is only by letting go of our personal reality that we come to see the ultimate reality of existence, which is that nothing lasts forever. Everything we have will one day go. But if we let go of things peacefully, if we observe and accept things as they are, rather than as we want them to be, we could live with less suffering. We could live with less angst in our hearts and fill it with love and with serenity and with peace instead. Thank you again for listening to this podcast. I hope you have a wonderful, safe, healthy, and beautiful week ahead of you. Until next week.